This episode of I Hate the Homies is brought to you by McDonald's. You know how you can smell when your food's about to be good, good? That's me every time I pull out the Mickey D's drive-thru with a McCrispy sandwich. I mean, we're talking about two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. Come on, man. And when that crispy chicken and the crispy pickle come together between two buttered buns, yeah, all is good. And the funny thing is that I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that freshly prepared McCrispy sandwich, because once I smell it, I gotta have it right there in the car. I guess the word is out on that. So go get yours today.
Hey, what up? This is your boy Ricky Smiley here, and guess what? We are back, and this year bigger than ever. Join me for my annual beach blowout from August the 9th through the 11th at the fabulous Diplomat Beach Resort in sunny Hollywood, Florida. Hey, last year was epic, and you do not want to miss this year. From the pool party, barbecue, Greek festivities, and comedy show, it was a weekend you will not forget. A weekend packed with chill vibes, good times, and plenty of inspiration. Head to RickySmileyBBB.com now to book packages starting as low as $9.99. So get ready for a blowout bash like no other. Book your package now.
Each week we read a question from the Ricky Smiley Morning Show DMs on Instagram. And this morning we got a message from a woman in Houston. What happened, Maria?
Her name is Tanya from H-Town, and she says, I have a situation, and my best friend is telling me I'm being petty as hell, but for me, it's the principle. So I moved out of an apartment about 4 months ago while I was waiting on my new home to be finished. When I moved from my apartment, I took a sofa and love seat and allowed my 25-year-old niece and her boyfriend to use it in their new apartment with the understanding that once my house was done, I was going to get it back. So now my home is ready, and I want to put my furniture in there next week. But it's a problem because it's been over 3 months, and they haven't gotten money together to buy their own sofa in love seat. So I'm ready to move. My niece has an attitude with me because I told her I need my furniture, and she said, well, if we give it back to you right now, we're not going to have nowhere to sit. And I said, that's not my problem. Y'all should have came up with the money by now. I need my sofa back because I'm ready to move next week. And by the way, I'm 44 and she's 25. Really trying me. So what do y'all think?
Entitlement.
Yeah. Give her a couch back.
Well, to me, it's not just entitlement. You don't even do nothing stupid like that. I'm not about to let you keep my furniture in your house until, honey, my house is ready. No, ma'am, put your furniture in storage until your house is ready and you don't have these problems.
But is it your main furniture, or is it extra furniture?
Thank you.
I wouldn't give a damn if it wasn't but a teacup. It's hers.
It's mine, right?
And she told him up front, like, listen, you can borrow this, but when my house is done, I'm getting my furniture back.
Because it might have been a way for her to save a little money by not putting it in storage, saying, okay, I'm going to let y'all use it, but I ain't got to pay for storage.
But look at all the problems she got now.
But she didn't think she was going to have this problem. It's her couch.
You know how people are. You know people do that and stuff like that. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to let somebody keep my furniture until my house is ready.
Just being devil's advocate, is it worth falling out with your niece?
Yes, it's worth it.
You gonna give me my couch.
You're damn right. So, and you know what? That's another thing, too. That's like how people, this is just me, how people, when you move, and people put their furniture in storage until their house ready. Yeah, when you go back to, you don't want it no more. You want something
buy
else.
Buy some new furniture. You got a new house.
Yeah, so
that's
I don't
my
know.
Thing. I don't want your butt and you laying down and you sweaty or whatever you doing on my couch, and then I'm gonna take that and move into a new house. I probably wouldn't let her borrow it in the first place.
Here's my issue with it.
She got a Stanley steamer.
But here's my issue. She lived with a dude. And you mean to tell me you live with a dude that can't come up with enough money to buy a damn sofa and love seat?
We can go to Goodwill and get a couch now.
Thank you. Come on.
That's
now.
That's true.
And you had 3 months to do it.
My question is, what you doing for 3 months that you can't come up with $600 to go to Ashley Furniture and get you a damn couch?
A couch ain't even got to be $600. That's a decent one. You can go to Goodwill.
You can go to Facebook Marketplace and buy a couch.
Yes.
And they got all these DIYs where you can take old furniture and remix it.
You can go to IKEA and put you a couch together.
Yeah. You can go to a place and get you the plastic kind that you blow up.
Exactly.
Throw you a blanket over. Nobody
will know. They got the beds. Okay. They got the blow up beds.
They sure do. They do got blow up couches.
Yeah. Yep. But the nerve of her to say, we ain't going to have nowhere to sit.
You ain't nowhere to sit.
Y'all got a floor.
Sit your ass on the
floor. That's them chilling.
Sound like y'all a pallet.
First of all, you done went through a lot of stuff to get the couch over there. And then now you got to get the couch from over there to the new place. All that kind of stuff. The couch tired. The couch don't want to go.
New
got your front page right here. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, RSMS family. Here's what's happening in news. The Supreme Court appears ready to reject former President Donald Trump's claims of sweeping immunity in the federal election subversion case, but also signaled Thursday that his trial could be delayed until after the November election. This is so interesting. It's almost like he's saying, I can do anything.
Well, that would be the effect of it if they ruled in his favor, but they're not going to rule in his favor. But the whole point of it is he's just playing the delay game to try and stretch it out. But some of the justices are actually trying to justify where presidential immunity could really be a thing, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because then Biden would have immunity and he could order not only Trump, but all the justices be removed and put in Gitmo.
Right. It's very interesting because it seems like the election, whether or not he becomes president again, is going to determine if he is a free man. This is going to have huge implications. You know, the process could take months, and that raises the possibility Trump could be reelected before a trial and make the blockbuster case go away. So we'll continue to keep our eyes on this. In breaking news, Gary, did you hear about King Charles? He is reportedly not doing great amid his cancer battle, so much that, in fact, that his aides are apparently dusting off his funeral plans and updating them regularly.
Dusting them off? How long they've been planning for him to die?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess people have their...
Is he really old?
Yeah.
Oh, he's old, and he has cancer.
I don't keep up with the royal family.
Well, I think Meghan and Harry were supposed to have been talking about moving back to the...
They're not going back over there. Man, them folks mean and racist as hell. I don't wish death on nobody. Don't want to, you know, die or nothing like that or whatever. But when I tell you the royal family, like, them colonizers, I don't care nothing about them.
And he just got the crown a few years ago, right? The Daily Beast put out a story Thursday that says His Royal Highness is in poor health as he continues ongoing treatments for his cancer, which at this point remains a mystery. Reporter Tom Sykes says he's been hearing from friends of the king in recent weeks that it is not good, and he is updating Charles's funeral plans on a regular basis these days. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. You know, you don't want to wish death on nobody. So, you know, hopefully he has a
generations recovery. And generations and generations of bad. But it ain't enough time on this show to talk about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A very checkered past. A very bad history with that family. I'm Maria Moore, and that's what's happening in news. For updates and more headlines, you can visit RickySmileyMorningShow.com. Rock T, what's going on in sports?
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
Yeah, Bears got their new quarterback. One more game. NFL Draft went down live from Detroit last night. There you go. Caleb Williams went number one. Number two was Jaden Daniels out of LSU. He went to the Washington Commanders. The third pick was Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina, went to the Patriots. And the fourth pick, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver out of Ohio State, went to the Arizona Cardinals. The shocking pick was the Atlanta Falcons selecting quarterback Michael Penix Jr. with the eighth overall pick. They just signed quarterback Kirk Cousins to a four-year deal, $180 million. And they just told Kurt as they were drafting him last night. That's when he found out. He was shocked. He didn't even know this was going to happen. And let me tell you why they did this, man. Cousins is coming off of a torn injury. That's a bad injury. So he ain't going to be the same as he used to be. So they just it's an insurance policy. We got to have ourselves a backup quarterback that just in case you get hurt and you go down with that Achilles injury again, we got someone that we could put in there.
And Cousins' contract is only for 2 years, and he's in his late 30s.
No,
right?
it's a four-year deal.
But he's in his late 30s.
He's in his late 30s. Now, here's an unwritten rule, though, when you come to the draft, man. You got to always take the best player available, even if you wasn't trying to pick that player. Penix Jr., one of the top players in college football, you got to pick him. It is what it is.
But I didn't like him, Roxy, the way he was looking.
What you mean?
Sitting up there with them damn white glasses on, looking like Ed and the E-Honey from the Pixar.
I'm surprised you watched the NFL.
Rick, I don't know how in the hell I was watching that, but I was watching it.
But they was clean, Gary. You got to admit, they had some clean suits on last night.
Yeah,
dog.
But I'm like, show us your eyes, honey, so we can feel your soul that you're about to get all this money and be this quarterback. I just didn't like that.
It's a Hollywood thing. Most of the players had sunglasses. Hey, real quick, NBA playoffs is also going on at the same time, and your boy LeBron James and the Lakers lost again, man. they down 0-3. They had the lead at halftime again, and they just can't finish. They can't finish, man, so expect them to get swept. It is what it is. That's my quick sports report right there. Rat got the hot spot right now. Let's get it.
The hot spot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
So hot and
damn, that's hot.
Woo.
You can catch me at the hot spot. It's the
Biara 18. All right, 29 before the top of the hour. Y'all time for the hot spot. What up, Brett?
What up, Ricky? Good morning, everybody. I'm your girl, Brat Tat Tat, and this is the Hot Spot, where we bring you music, movies, and more. So let's get off into it. Ooh, Lord, Gucci Mane decided that it is best he enter the 2024 Rap Wars, and his chosen target is, drum roll, please, Diddy.
Oh.
Diddy is Gucci Mane's new target for the rap world beefs, okay? His new track called Take That throws several shots at Diddy, y'all. Check
I
out
I heard
clip.
Some of that last night.
We getting higher than a kite, no Diddy. See my artist double plat, no Diddy. Sipping on yak, no Diddy. Couple niggas got wet, but no Diddy. Keep the shooters with the scrap, no Diddy. I'm in a room full of hoes, no Diddy. More money, more problems, no Diddy. Couple friends turn pros, no Diddy. I got a young mommy from the city. I'm spending money like a trick, no Diddy. I rock pissy yellow diamonds, no Diddy. But you can't be underage, no Diddy.
That's a hit in here.
That's hitting.
It's a hit in here.
Let me tell you, this is probably the most, this is genius, if you ask me, as far as marketing, as far as everything. I don't know the relationship between him and Diddy, but this is genius. I don't know if y'all seen the picture.
Do you like that track, Brad?
I do like the track. It is jamming, I must say. And the picture that he recreated was a picture of a Biggie video when Diddy was in the hot tub. And it's just amazing. Oh, and in the picture is his wife. this is so dope. It's genius. This is like an amazing time. Sad to say, kind of, to do this, though. This is marketing at its best right here. Like, this is going to blow up. Uh-oh. It's going to blow up because that's all you hear in the news.
And Diddy's not going to respond.
And nothing's going to happen.
He's not going to respond.
Oh,
but this
God.
Is like kicking a man when he's down.
Well, not if you already had beef with him or if he's done something to you. Most people who are upset, this is their lick back right now, kind of. Anyway, moving on. The song is jamming, that's just how I feel. It had my neck rocking. It had me. Anyway, moving on. Janet Jackson, y'all, she turned down a film role that went to Halle Berry. She stopped by the Drew Barrymore show and was asked if she was almost starred in The Matrix, and she then had to reveal that she was asked to play Storm in the 2000 film X-Men, but had to say no because she was going on tour. And we all know Halle Berry took the role, but check out what Janet had to say.
Is it true that you were almost in The Matrix?
No.
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 Well, you look like it right here.
Yeah, because that makes me think you should have been in The Matrix.
It was, this is horrible.
Oh.
I can't remember the film, but Halle Berry played Storm.
X-Men?
But I couldn't because I was just embarking on the Janet tour. But I think that's what you're confusing it with. It wasn't The Matrix.
It wasn't The Matrix?
It wasn't. No.
What y'all think? No, you're talking.
Gary?
Child, please, honey. Miss Janet could do whatever she wanted to do. This girl probably was on the So-So Brat or So-So Death Tour, and she just couldn't make that.
Actually, she was never on the So-So Death Tour.
Oh, she was.
She was just with the CEO of So-So Def.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
That's Jermaine Dupri. Yeah. So I don't get where that went. It was kind of stale, so you could have kept it to yourself. Anyway, moving on. It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
This episode of I Hate the Homies is brought to you by McDonald's. You know how you can smell when your food's about to be good? That's me every time I pull out the Mickey D's drive-thru with a McCrispy sandwich. I mean, we're talking about two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. Come on, man. And when that crispy chicken and the crispy pickle come together between two buttered buns, yeah, all is good. And the funny thing is that I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that freshly prepared McCrispy sandwich, because once I smell it, I gotta have it right there in the car.
I guess the word is out on that. So go get yours today.